For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. If you're a little befuddled by all the claims for different wash day products, you'll welcome the news about new deep cleaning Oxidol. Now, you've probably heard about no rinse suds, but common sense tells you that no rinse suds just can't get out all the dirt. If you've tried no rinse suds, you've found out through personal experience that they always leave in a certain amount of graying dirt. And that's what makes the news about new Oxidol all the more amazing. For Oxidol saves you rinsing and gets out the graying dirt, too. It's designed to get clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Yes, with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt that no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, loosens dirt, lifts it up, and floats it away. Clothes come out sparkling clean, deep clean, gloriously white, beautifully soft, wonderfully sweet smelling. And Oxidol is grand for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, things are fine with the Perkins family these days. Shuffle and Willie back at the lumber yard, and Faye with a new romance, which she and all of us are hoping may be the real thing this time. Yes, Ma herself wants Spencer Grayson and Faye to discover they're really in love. Yesterday, Faye got Spencer's first letter from New York, so there was a little extra happiness all around. And today, some of that happiness is still in the air. Well, it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon now, and over at the lumberyard office, Willie is just leaving. Listen.
Good night, Willie. See you in the morning.
I'll be here ahead of you, as usual.
I'll be ready to go in just a few minutes, Shuffle. I didn't mean to hold you up here late tonight.
Oh, take your time, Ma. I want to finish getting this batch of entries in the ledger anyhow.
Oh, Shuffle. It's so good to come to the end of a day and everything just like it used to be. Just like it should be. Here and at home both.
Home. It's a wonderful word, Ma. Home wasn't never in Middleboro for all the months I worked there. For all the roses I tried to grow on the lumberyard fence. And the little curtains and doodads that Marietta tried to fix up the little apartment she kept so nice for me. But it wasn't Rushville Center, nor the Perkins Lumberyard, nor my old familiar room at the Widow Murphy's boarding house. That's home, Ma. Home is somewheres close to Ma Perkins.
Yeah, don't I know. Here I was home, but there was the emptiness without my old friend Shuffle. Oh, I guess home ain't no special place with special people. To me, it's the sound of Faye bustling about in the kitchen, and Paulette may be splashing in the tub. Evie's voice perked and chipper on the phone, or Joseph whistling as he leaves the house of a morning. And home is you, Shuffle. You and Willie unlocking the lumberyard gate out there in the early sunshine, fussing and fuming over which one got here first.
When we know darn well it's usually you who gets here first anyways, Ma.
No.
Yep. Yep, things are going along fine.
Oh, and when I think back on the heartbreaks that we've gone through and how it all come out all right. Cousins settled. Benita, proud as a queen in their little white cottage. And Faye. Oh, Shuffle, when I think of Faye.
Yes, Ma. That's the best of all.
It just blossomed out these last few weeks. All the time Mr. Grayson is here. And even with them gone, she keeps right on old, smiling.
What a fine letter he wrote her.
Yeah, yeah, she was real pleased about the letter.
He seems like a fine boy, Ma.
Yeah, I guess he is. He made a real good impression on everybody here. And my Fay likes him. I trust her instinct more than anything in this world.
You never met Mr. Grayson's folks, did you, Ma? You nor Fay?
No, Shuffle. Only other time we saw him was at Cape Cod that summer.
Well,
I don't believe his folks are living. They did mention some cousins up in Vermont.
Cousins? Heaven help anyone that's got cousins.
Shuffle.
Though Vermont's a good far place to keep them.
Now, I got the idea Mr. Grayson didn't have any close family. My land, it's hard to think of a person growing up and making out without family.
Looks like Mr. Grayson made out okay with that job he's got himself and all.
Yeah, job ain't everything, Shuffle, as you know.
I know, all right. Job wasn't nothing when I was working over there in Middleborough, so far from Ma Perkins.
Well, that ain't to say Mr. Grayson hasn't made a fine success, and he seems real happy in it, too. It wasn't Mr. Grayson I meant when I talked about getting along without family. Oh, it's plain to see Mr. Grayson's getting along just fine.
Hmm? Well, then, who did you have in mind, Ma?
I was thinking of that young man that Fay and I met on the street the other day. Such a lonely look to that boy.
Who's that, Ma?
You know, I told you that friend of Mr. Grayson's, Tom Wells.
Oh, yes, yes. Fellow working over in the diner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a funny thing, Ma, because I've been thinking of this Tom Wells myself. You know, I promised Spencer Grayson I'd kind of get to know him.
Ah, well, then you should, Shuffle.
Seems to me there might be some point in my going around and striking up an acquaintanceship. Ma, you know how I feel about Fay. Like a daddy or an uncle or guardian. Maybe this Tom Wells should give me a little more information about Mr. Grayson. Seeing as our Fay seems interested.
Information, Shuffle.
Well, we don't know nothing about Mr. Grayson, like you said before. Maybe I could talk to this boy who knew him in the war, and we could find out some things.
I don't think that's necessary. What do you mean, find out things?
Carnation, Ma, I don't know myself. I'm so all fired bent on helping things along, I reckon I'm just trying to get into the act one way or the other.
Hmm. I don't think you'd learn much from Tom. It seems him and Mr. Grayson wasn't such close friends after all.
Tom, you took a real shine to this boy, didn't you, Ma?
Oh, he asked me to call him Tom. Len. He was very shy. Seemed like he had a circle drawn around him in white chalk. He couldn't step outside of it to mix with folks. But nobody couldn't get inside of it either.
I reckon the war hit a lot of boys just that way. Hey, don't tell me we've got a customer at this hour.
Excuse me. I was on my way home. I saw your light.
Why, Mr. Tom Wells himself. But come right in. It's real nice of you to pay us a visit.
Good evening, Mrs. Perkins.
I'd like for you to meet Mr. Shuffle Shover. He's my business partner and oldest friend in the world. This is Tom Wells, Shuffle, that friend of Mr. Grayson's that I was telling you.
Well, I'm mighty glad to know you, Mr. Wells.
Well, I don't like to sail under any false flags. You couldn't exactly call me a friend of Spencer Grayson. And I'm not exactly paying a social call.
Well, then if you come on business, we don't throw customers out neither. So I have a chair, Mr. Wells.
Well, excuse me. I didn't mean to be a dub.
And we're glad to see you for any reason, Tom. Only we ain't usually open this late.
And I don't usually pass by here so early. Only Tuesday's my night off. So I stopped in. I was really in hopes of picking up a few pieces of lumber.
You couldn't get up your hopes in a likelier place.
Yes, well, you see, there's nowhere in my room now for me to put my books. Miss Foster said she wouldn't mind if I build a few shelves, if I didn't hammer into her plaster.
How much space you figuring on?
Well, that's a slight mathematical problem. I've got to leave enough room to turn around in between the bed and the bureau.
Oh, I know Miss Foster's rooms. You must have one of the small ones.
Oh, it's not bad. I don't rattle around or anything like that. I figure I can get about 3 shelves under the window, 4-foot lengths, maybe 1 inch thick, so they don't warp.
We got them. Already cut to size.
Oh, fine, fine. And I can take them right along with me and start building tonight. I hate to trouble you so late.
No trouble at all. We can get them out of the shed right now and stick them in the back of your car.
Good, good. But if you'll just put a string around them, I can carry them that way.
Carry them?
You don't have your car with you?
I must have left it in my other suit. Fortunately, however, I did bring along my wallet so I can pay for the boards. Almost all your customers show license plates.
Well, now, Len, ain't it nice that we got our car outside? We can drop you off at your door. Shuffle, I know there was a reason for us dawdling around here so late tonight. Back of our heads, we must have been expecting someone.
Well, I'll get those boards stashed in the car, Ma, while you close up in here.
Fine. Tom will help me lock these windows and bank the fire.
Ma Perkins, you're a very nice woman. I am a clunk.
I don't know what that is. If it's what you are, it can't be too bad.
A clunk is a cross between a cluck and a lunk. It's ungrateful and insensitive, and it makes trouble for everybody, including itself. I hope you'll have the good fortune to steer clear of my path after this, Ma Perkins. I'll try to spare you.
Thank you, Tom. Now, what would be a good night for you to come to supper? You say you're off Tuesdays?
You know, you are more than nice. You're incorrigible.
I don't know what that means either. Next Tuesday, all right, for supper?
No, Ma Perkins, look, really, I'd rather not get involved with...
My daughter Faye will be pleased to see you.
What, as a friend of Mr. Grayson's?
As a friend. As a friend of mine, maybe?
Ma Perkins, you're making a mistake. I'm not worth bothering with...
Shall we expect you about 6:30 then?
I'll be pleased to come.
Today, homemakers everywhere are praising new deep cleaning Oxidol. For this amazing new wash day product not only saves rinsing, it washes clothes deep clean, too. With just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol gets out graying dirt no rinse suds leave in. And with just one rinse, new deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. You see, the new Oxidol reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and floats it away. And that's why, with just one rinse, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean. Because they are clean. Oxidol Deep Clean. And new Oxidol is wonderful for washable colors, too. So ask your dealer for this amazing new deep cleaning Oxidol. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol gets out graying dirt and washes clothes cleaner of dulling film than any other leading soap with two rinses. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Is Ma making a mistake trying to befriend Tom Wells? You see, she doesn't suspect that this embittered young man can become a real threat to the happiness of someone she loves. Well, we learn more about Tom Wells tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.